On the second part of this Philharmonic concert, Fritz Reiner will conduct the orchestra in pictures at an exhibition by Mussorgsky in the orchestration by Maurice Ravel. Pictures at an exhibition was composed in 1874 and made its way as a suite for piano. As a matter of fact, it still is played in the original form. But the work, of course, is much more familiar to present-day audiences in the orchestral transcription by Ravel. This transcription was made in 1923 at the request of the late Serge Koussevitzky, who gave Ravel's arrangement its first performance at one of his Paris concerts in May 1923. It's interesting to note that if we take into account only Ravel's transcription and not the original music of Mussorgsky, all three works on Dr. Reiner's program today were written within a period of a little over 4 years. This orchestration by Ravel came first in the spring of 1923, then the Bartok Concerto in the late summer and early fall of 1926, and finally the Stravinsky Ballet, which was written at the end of 1927 and the beginning of 28. Dr. Reiner has returned to the stage, and our Philharmonic concert continues with the performance of Pictures at an Exhibition by Modeste Mussorgsky.
Thank you.
Fritz Reiner, as guest conductor of the New York Philharmonic, has brought us a performance of Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition in the orchestration of Maurice Ravel. The Philharmonic's music director, Leonard Bernstein, returns next week, and he'll conduct all but 1 week of the remaining concerts of the current season. His program opens next week with the Concertino for Strings, number 3 in A major, by Pergolesi. Then the American pianist Leonard Schur joins the orchestra to perform the Piano Concerto No. 1 in D minor by Brahms. And finally, after intermission, Mr. Bernstein and the orchestra will play the Pulcinella Suite after Pergolesi by Igor Stravinsky. This is Jim Fassett inviting you to listen a week from today to another concert by the New York Philharmonic playing in Carnegie Hall.